Hello.
Hello. Hi, good evening. My name is Sam. I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. We're actually the purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. So are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish by any chance?
Orleans, yes, Orleans, yes.
Orleans Parish. Okay, thank you. Now, are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
I'm very interested. I'm sort of heartbroken, but yeah, I'm interested. Very.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. Now, do you define your racial classification as African American, white, Hispanic, Asian?
White.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very, somewhat, a little, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings.
I guess I'm a little satisfied. Somewhere in
Okay.
between.
Okay, thanks so much. Now, and do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school building is very, somewhat, a little or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. Now, when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, so I'm sorry, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
Some confidence. If you go to a really good magnet school, it's great.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the New Orleans public school had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
I'd probably vote against.
Vote against. Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. Statement A, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Or B, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. A or B?
It's got, I mean, the taxes are going up like crazy. No one can afford to live here, and certainly no one that needs the public schools.
All right, thanks for sharing that. Now, let me move on to the next one, and let me tell you that voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you will be not at all influenced, influenced a little bit, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. Here is the first one. Learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city. So the options, would you be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little, or not at all influenced to support that mileage renewal? I'm sorry, what was your answer?
Not at all
Not at
important.
all. All right. The next one statement says, learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Same options.
A little influenced, I guess.
A little? Okay, thank you. Now, learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them.
Not at all important. I mean, it's, they've wasted money. They're not, they need to have public housing so people can afford to live here to go to those schools.
Okay, thanks for sharing that. Now, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045, 2045.
would that influence me to vote?
Correct. Your level of influence. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, your level of influence, pretty much. So the same options. You're learning that this is a renewal of an existing mileage for 20 years.
Not at all.
All right. Next one is learning that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing mileage. Same options again.
One, I think I, but I'm not informed.
All right. Learning that this is a mileage renewal and will not increase your property taxes.
That would influence me a little.
Okay. And learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
The non-school to selling things, it's like, you know, it's not influencing much. I mean, they need to totally rehaul the city structure.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that. Now, we are at 73% of the survey. That means that we're really close to finish. Again, I appreciate your time. Let me do it faster so we can finish now. So now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that will expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition? Same question.
Probably vote against.
Probably vote against. Okay. Now, as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of child enrolled in a New Orleans public school? A teacher at a New Orleans public school?
No.
A staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
No.
Not affiliated with the New Orleans public school then?
Right. Not affiliated.
Okay. Now, stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 or and above?
Above.
Okay, thank you. Now, stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate or professional school?
Graduate and professional school.
Okay, got you. Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
I live in the sun. My son owns the home I live in.
I got you. All right. Thanks so much. Well, that actually concludes the survey here. I really appreciate your time again and hope you have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.